Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Motivational speaker, author, strength and conditioning specialist to celebrities. It's Jay Cardiello and the Jay Cardiello Show.
It's finally time to light up the coals and kickstart that backyard barbecue season. But isn't it hard sometimes to navigate through the store aisles and try to find what is healthy? And by the time you get to the barbecue, you're like, you know what? I just can't do it. It's so confusing. Well, to help simplify, to give you easy swaps to make your backyard barbecue healthier, I'm being joined today by registered dietitian Deborah Grisano to give us some healthy habits to implement into our backyard barbecue. Deborah, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Jay. Thank you.
Deborah, people rarely think that a barbecue can be made healthy. Well, we're going to serve them up something hot, something delicious, and we're going to start off first with a little corn on the cob. That, Deborah, is basically the staple of every backyard barbecue. But instead of slathering it with all this butter, with all this stuff you're just pouring all over it, I want you to try squeezing some fresh lime juice or lemon juice on top. Don't be skeptical. I know you're saying, no, how's that going to taste? It's going to taste remarkable. You're going to enjoy it, and you're not going to have to worry about loosening that belt when you're adding on that extra fat and extra calories that butter has. So enjoy the corn on the cob, and yes, corn has gotten a bad rap. It is very nutritious. So add on some healthier squeeze of some lemon or lime juice. Deborah, what do you got for me?
I have a real simple one, and you'll never know the difference with this one besides the color, and that's the hamburger buns and the hot dog buns. Ooh. Instead of just doing those white flour buns, which have no nutrition to them, just opt for the 100% whole wheat buns. They have them in hamburger. They have them in hot dog. You can even do English muffins. They have the 100% whole wheat English muffins. If you're looking to cut some calories, you can even do those sandwich thins. And I promise you, you will not taste the difference. It's just a different color, but you get so much more fiber that way. So it's a little simple thing. And again, every little simple thing you can do makes a big difference at the end. So just swap out those white buns for those 100% whole wheat buns, and you've already gotten a healthier hamburger or hot dog.
I really like that. You know, people think that, oh, it's so hard. I want to stay healthy. I got to diet. I got to deprive myself. Well, Deborah and I are giving you things to add in. We're not depriving you of anything. You can have the food. You can enjoy it. But these are just simple swaps to make your backyard barbecue healthier. And Deborah, I got another one. This is interesting because people don't think about this. I want you to stand up. Instead of sitting down and grabbing two plates and two drinks and plopping them right in front of you, while you're at your backyard barbecue, stay in a standing position. You can't hold two burgers and you can't hold three drinks. It's going to opt for a healthier choice because you're going to hold one drink, possibly just one burger or hot dog, and you're going to keep your portion sizes under control because you're going to be so weary about dropping it on your dress or your pants that you're not going to pile it up if you stand. So when you're at a backyard barbecue, stand up. Deborah, what do you got for me?
So I have another one for portion control, actually, is try the kebab. So if you're making your barbecue yourself, do a kebab. It's super easy. Get the sticks. You can throw on chicken, you can throw on shrimp, you can throw on lean beef, and then you have the opportunity to throw those vegetables right on the stick, right there with it. So it's like a single serving, and you have your veggies and your lean proteins ready to go. You can do tomatoes, you can do onions, you can do zucchini and peppers. Little olive oil, season it up, and you have an awesome single serving lean protein and vegetable little meal to go for you.
Deborah, I don't know about you, but every time I bring you on the show, we always talk about food, and I always get hungry, and it's right about lunchtime right now, so I am starving. Deborah, I got another one for you that people don't think about. I want you to dress up for your barbecue. Now, I'm not saying to wear tight pants or slacks or even a suit. If you're wearing the shorts, wear a belt. When people think about backyard barbecues, they think about total relaxation. But you will eat more if you have comfy clothes on. And what I mean by that is if you're wearing the sweatpants or the loose shorts, put a belt on. A, you're going to feel more confident in yourself. You'll carry yourself better. Wear a button-down shirt and tuck it in. But also, two, if you're going to feel a little tightness with your belt, you're not going to eat as much. It's a behavioral change. That's what we're going after. It's a behavioral change. It's a confident change. And it's a way you're going to feel. So while you're standing and while you're having the kebab, like Deborah mentioned, dress up for the barbecue. You're going to present yourself, you're going to feel more confident, and you're less likely to overeat. Deborah, what do you got for me?
So I just want to say, Jay, I love your ideas, and these are things that people just don't think about, but they're little small things that really do make a difference. I think those are awesome. So I'm going to go back to the food. And I don't know, I don't know about you, Jay, but when it comes to about August, I'm getting pretty burgered out. Like, there's only so many burgers I can eat. So a good swap that you can do that's, again, really easy, as long as you like fish, you can do salmon burgers, you can do tuna burgers, you could do mahi-mahi burgers. They actually sell these prepared now. You can get them prepared in the fish department, or you can even get them frozen. So they're really, really easy. So if you're done with the burgers, do a nice fish burger instead, because we know how healthy fish is, right? All those omega-3s. We're always trying to get people to eat fish more often. Throw it on your 100% whole wheat bun. If you want to throw some salsa on there, you're good to go for something different than the typical burger.
Speaking of burger, I got one for you. Guys, ladies, keep your buns dry. What I mean by this is so many times you see the buns, they're sitting on the grill. They look so, Deborah, you're making me hungry, but they look so good. And you're spreading on the oil. You're spreading on the butter. Do not butter your buns. Keep them dry. You don't realize it, but you're adding on calories. And even if you're not having a barbecue and you head to the restaurant, this is another thing. Tell them to keep the buns dry. Whether you're at home or you're going to a barbecue joint that you really enjoy, don't butter the buns. Don't put oil on them. You'll save a lot of calories. Deborah, what do you got for me?
I'm going to go back to the bun. So I'm going to talk about ketchup. So it's a staple, right? It's at every barbecue. People are putting it on the hamburgers, the hot dogs. But unfortunately, ketchup is loaded with sugar and salt. You don't even taste the food, I think, at a certain point, because the ketchup is so overwhelmingly strong with those two flavors. So I have a little experiment for everyone to try. Instead of going for the ketchup, let's try grilling up either some tomatoes, some Vidalia onions, or even pineapple slices. So you get that natural sweetness from those tomatoes and the onions and the pineapples. Throw that on top of your burger and don't even go near the ketchup. Give it a try and you'll see after a few times of doing it, you'll actually crave less of the ketchup, because the ketchup really becomes almost addictive because there's so much sugar in it. And, you know, little by little, you're using more and more and more. So if you can just cut it out for a few barbecues, let's say, you'll notice that you're actually tasting the food and you don't taste that overwhelming sugar and salt that you get from that ketchup. So cut nice thick slices of tomato, nice thick slices of Vidalia onion, so it's a little bit of a sweeter onion, and that pineapple slice, throw it right on the grill, heat it up, throw it on your burger, and you're good to go.
I like that, Deborah. I like that a lot. And Deborah, I got one for you. So you go into a backyard barbecue, you're a guest, and you're like, wow, there's going to be so much there. I'm going to be so tempted. Well, be a good guest. Bring something with you. Cook a healthy dish that everybody could enjoy. Don't just bring one single serving. Make a big dish. Make a big pot of it. And also, too, if you want to bring alcohol and you're wondering, what could I drink, make sangria. Load it up with the fruit. And if you're just looking to bring a bottle of wine, bring Chilean red. It has a higher antioxidant content. So either make your own food, make a healthy choice that you can always go to, make sangria in a pitcher and load it up with fruit, and if you want to bring a bottle of wine, Chilean red. Deborah, we got about 15 seconds. You got one quick one?
Real quick one. If you're going to bring something yourself, I do this one all the time, a pasta salad, use whole wheat pasta, throw in tons of veggies, all the colors in the rainbow, throw in a can of beans, and you have a super healthy, healthy pasta salad.
Deborah, this segment has made me so hungry, and I know it's made a lot of our listeners very hungry, especially why, because it's during lunchtime. Deborah, thank you so much for joining me. Where can people find out more about you?
My website, www.riverfrontnutrition.com.
Great. Thank you so much, Deborah. To learn more about how to make your backyard barbecue healthier, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jay Cardiello, sharing my wellness strategies for helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD.